A father and son spent years in the mid-1800s digging a long, winding tunnel into solid rock on a hill in Lynn, Massachusetts. Why did they do it? They said they were looking for lost treasure with directions from a ghostly pirate. This is Off the Path from WSHU Public Radio. I'm Davis Donovan. This year, we've been telling stories of ships, the sea, and pirates. We named it Off the Plank. And now for Halloween, we thought we'd lead you into that dark, spooky tunnel. But first, here's a bit of background. The pirate was Thomas Veal, who they say showed up in Lynn Harbor in 1658. He sailed a black ship with no flag and carried a treasure chest full of pirate booty, so he needed a place to hide.
And he came up, and on the backside of this big rock, there's a natural cave.
That's Park Ranger Dan Small. He's the caretaker for this area.
One night he's in the cave, there's an earthquake, and the rock falls on top of him, smashes him flat, and also traps the treasure and buries it underground.
Dan says, like with most pirate stories, it's hard to prove any of this.
There really was an earthquake. There really was a guy named Tom Veal. And that's kind of where it changes from fact to legend.
Centuries pass. Dungeon Rock ends up in the hands of the Marble family. The patriarch is Hiram Marble. And in the mid-1800s, Lynn becomes the center of a new movement called spiritualism, which includes the idea that it's possible to talk to ghosts through seances.
And the story was that during a seance, Tom Veal's ghost materialized and told him if they came up here and dig, he'd help him find the treasure. So they blindly dug through solid rock, knowing they were going to get it because the dead pirate's ghost was helping them out.
Hiram Marble and his son Edwin started digging their tunnel around 1850. Park Ranger Dan Small leads me to the entrance. There's an iron door tucked away in a crevice in the back of the rock.
So we want to go in?
Yeah.
We step in carefully. Rough-hewn steps descend below us.
Yeah, it's completely dark in there.
Should have thought to bring a headlight.
Yeah. But we do have a small flashlight that helps us watch out for the low ceilings. The Marbles carved this tunnel just big enough for them to walk through.
You gotta watch your head all the way. People were shorter back then.
And soon we have to scramble down steep, rocky steps, descending sharply underground.
It's around the corner here, it drops down again. This is good over here. Now we're on some pretty stable ground. This isn't so slippery. Yeah, so all over the place you see these holes in the wall. That's where they pounded the chisels in.
That's right. Hiram and his son Edwin used hammers and chisels to dig through this solid rock, holding candles and oil lamps to help them find their way. But then they got their hands on a new invention, dynamite. They would dig holes in the walls, put the powder in,
and then light the fuse and run. They had no blasting mats or anything, so all this stuff would bounce up the tunnel after them. And Hiram was pretty good at it. I guess Edwin wasn't quite so good. He ended up getting caught in a blast and got his arm broken and had a finger tore off. So kind of dangerous.
And it was slow going.
They went about a foot a month.
Was there any rhyme or reason to where they were going here?
Oh, that is an important part of the story, actually. If you look behind us, we just made a 90-degree turn. We got another one ahead of us, and there's another one after that. There's a spot where it suddenly just dips down.
So why the weird veering back and forth? The Marbles thought they were taking instruction from a dead pirate.
They'd hold seances in the tunnel, and the ghost of Tom Veal would appear and give them directions of which way to go. Go right, go left, go deeper. If they had gone straight from the beginning point to the end point, they would have got there a whole lot quicker. But they did kind of a big, weird, cockeyed spiral to get where they were going.
We finally get to where the tunnel stops. Dan and I sit for a minute in the uncanny silence of the deep underground.
So these guys absolutely believed the whole thing. They were going to find the treasure.
The Marbles managed to dig nearly 200 feet of tunnel. Hiram Marble died in 1868 after digging into Dungeon Rock for more than 15 years without a cent to show for it. But his son Edwin kept going.
Well, it's a lifetime for Edwin. He spent his whole life down here, his whole adult life, digging this tunnel.
Edwin died young, about 12 years later, still digging. He spent the entire family fortune on the tunnel. He requested to be buried near the site, and that's where he is today, under a blank pink stone that marks his grave just outside the tunnel's entrance.
And actually, the interesting thing about this is when he found the treasure, their plan was to buy all this land and make a park for Lynn.
The town of Lynn bought the land after Edwin died and turned it into a public park. It still is. And the tunnel at Dungeon Rock is the park's star attraction. So even though they never found the treasure, in a way, Hiram and Edwin got what they really wanted all along. This is Off the Path from WSHU Public Radio. I'm Davis Donovan. We'll be back next year with a new batch of strange stories and unusual histories.